CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Transportation Commission approved a policy Thursday that could shift billions of dollars in state funding from building more roads to investing in more climate-friendly transportation like public transit. Business groups worry it could lead to fewer highway expansions, but Transportation Commissioner Jessica Holquin says there's a connection between
a stable climate and environment and a stable business environment. We know that climate change does not spare any industry.
The policy takes effect next year. Renovations at Denver International Airport will likely get more expensive. Denver City Council will soon decide whether to give Hensel Phelps another $900 million to complete the Great Hall renovation. The company took over the project after the city broke off its agreement with the original developer in 2019 over cost disagreements. The new plan would also add four more years to the construction, with completion set for late 2028. An executive with Delta Airlines hopes a shortage of regional pilots will get better and let Delta resume service to places like Grand Junction. Richard Lofter spoke at a U.S. Senate committee hearing this week as Delta said it would end service to Grand Junction.
These cities, we desire to serve them, and so I think that it's part of our continual analysis to see when we can get back in there. And we have resumed service to some places that were suspended during the pandemic.
The Denver School Board voted Thursday to extend Superintendent Alex Marrero's two-year contract to 4 years. The board praised him for strong leadership, a listening tour, and for soliciting student input. Board member Tay Anderson read the resolution extending Marrero's contract.
Whereas the Board of Education believes that it is paramount for the Denver Public Schools to have a superintendent that provides both stability and continuity.
Marrero started the job this past July. Breckenridge Ski Patrollers have agreed on a union contract with Vail Resorts. The union's bargaining committee told the Summit Daily that negotiations went smoothly, something workers didn't expect to happen. The contract includes higher wages for all patrollers, access to employee housing, and guaranteed parking. This is CPR News.